Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a lot of doctors have been conflicted throughout the pandemic because patients are asking us to help them save their lives. And we, when we went into medicine, we promised we would do no harm. And by do no harm, we have a choice. And sometimes we are conflicted. Is do no harm not writing something that could possibly be bad for you or could hurt you? Yes. That's what it means. Is do no harm withholding treatment? Yes. So when we doctors pledged to do no harm, and then COVID crisis came, and some very, very early doctors, one I think from the University of Virginia, was saying, look guys, these are some things you can do. We don't have medicines out. And some of them included ivermectin. Some included hydroxychloroquine. Well, some of the doctors out there going, look, we got to save lives. And if the government doesn't know what they're doing because they're not doctors and we do, let's do what we can to save lives. Others are like, oh, no, no, I don't want to lose my license. I don't want to mess with it. Unless we have the studies, I'm just going to do what the government says. And then some of us didn't want to do it that way, but we started to get a lot of pushback from public officials to not do anything heroic when it came to COVID and just to wait for orders. And in fact, some governors just took it upon themselves because they know doctors are kind of hard to tame. They're like, you know what? You're in trouble if you write it. So in my neck of the woods, we could not write hydroxychloroquine. I think there's also limits on ivermectin. We know there's a doctor in Maine who got suspended for writing ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, you know, lied about a patient's diagnosis to get it for them. And then she also is now mandated to get a psychiatric consult because she, you know, of her posts on social media, you know, talking about her concerns, you know, about how the government's running COVID. But the studies are still ongoing. In fact, we're waiting for University of Minnesota study. A Japanese study came out saying that ivermectin does have antiviral ability. Reuters had to correct because apparently Reuters had written that it did fight Omicron in human trials, and I guess they had to do a correction. But Reuters said that ivermectin does show antiviral effect against COVID. Now, this is coming from a Japanese trading and pharmaceutical company, Kowa Company, LTD. But, you know, we keep hearing time and time again that we have data where some of these drugs are working. Tons of clinical trials going on. And I think a lot of people are waiting for the University of Minnesota one because they don't think it's going to be biased by pharmaceutical companies and hopefully not biased by the government. But in the meantime, we have a doctor that got canned, and this is probably one of many, because she wrote ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. And when this happens, a lot of people out there get a little nervous because they don't want doctors to lose that do no harm pledge of, look, if you want help, we're going to help you. People don't want doctors to be a puppet of the government. But then on the flip side, you can't have doctors writing medications just like, okay, here's magic beans. Take these magic beans and your breast cancer will go away. So there does have to be some regulation. There does have to be some guideline. And we do have to prove that just because we got a license, I mean, an MD or a DO, that we're not, you know, with great power comes great responsibility, that we're being responsible. But man, people are confused that you have such a polarity of doctors going, look, I think this stuff works. It's working on my patients. And others going, nope. I don't think it works. Some of these studies are poor. And, you know, the easiest thing to do with all this is if some, I mean, you know, for those people that are asking for ivermectin, They're asking for it because, one, is there's all this, there's so much, you know, excitement around it. You know, it's so taboo that people are like, well, wow, it must work, because people are very suspicious of the government. But also because some people know people that took it and it worked. So, I mean, what if the feds just back off a little bit and say, look, this is on your own. You guys want ivermectin, and you want your doctor to give it to you, and your doctor's okay with it. Just don't sue us. And the doctor would have to do something saying, don't sue me. If the ivermectin ends up working, then great. If the ivermectin looks like it doesn't work, then trust me, people are going to be talking about that. It'll be all over social media saying, look, I took ivermectin, didn't work. What do I believe? I believe that ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine might help some, might hurt others. I met a doctor who said ivermectin put their patient into renal failure. So you see, everybody has their own sort of, you know, personal stories, anecdotal evidence that is kind of guiding them while we're still waiting for more clinical trials to be done and to be accepted. You know, for every trial that said, look, guys, this ivermectin's working, we should use it, there's another trial saying, nah, we didn't see much. Well, what does that mean? That means for some people it works, for some people it doesn't. We see that with blood pressure medications. We see that with diabetic medications. We see that with antidepressants. Why would ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine be any different? Medicines that have been found to work for some don't always mean they'll work for everybody. Now, yes, people are worried about side effects. So if anybody, let's say, did, shall we say, for example, this Pennsylvania doctor that just got canned, all right? Let me get her name for you guys. Her name is Dr. Edith Baer. She got fired Wednesday from Tower Health because of allegations that she prescribed ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine for treatment of COVID-19. We investigated the matter, and as a result, her employment with Tower Health Medical Group has been terminated effective immediately. Now, did she kill anybody? Did anybody get hurt? I don't think so. It's just she wrote it. Now, the employer has a right. They have a right. Apparently, they probably got a lot of beef. Apparently, the way she had to do it was she had to have a Facebook page. They called it the Taste of Sicily. She would help people get H and I, which people figured out was hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. A Taste of Sicily in Lebanon County is actually a back door, they said. People on TikTok, I guess, were able to find her. And then there was a pharmacy that compounded the medication. But, when you really have this polarity with medicine, I mean, you know, why don't we let people who want to try it, as long as they're educated on the risks and benefits, try it? And trust me, if it ends up working, that'll be great. If it doesn't end up working, that's going to get out, and people might not keep asking for it. 1-877-DOCTELLY, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so HIV has not gone away. HIV is one of the sneakiest, smartest viruses out there. I'm not completely convinced that COVID is smarter than it yet because HIV has been so flippin' brilliant in terms of when you look at viruses, and we've talked about this. Now, mind you, HIV is deadly. I'm not saying brilliant in terms of me being a fan. I'm saying brilliant in terms of its ability to, not follow the same, lethal or same, self-destructive trends as some of these other viruses. So, for example, if you get, let's say, rhinovirus, a cold, all right? You know about it within a couple days. You sneeze, you cough, everybody knows you have it, so they stay away from you. Well, this even before COVID. You're sneezing, you're coughing, You know you got it. It's in the nose. The virus ends up dying off. And then that's it. All right. You move on with your life. Then you have the medium smart viruses, where you have chickenpox, varicella, herpes, hepatitis, where you get it. You're made aware you have it. Sometimes not always, but for the most part, you get it. And then it doesn't die. It finds a place to live. Hepatitis might find a place to live. Maybe not hepatitis A, but hepatitis B or C. Find a place to camp out in your liver. Varicella will find a nerve root. Herpes, again, find a nerve to live in, whether it's in near the mouth, genital area. And then when you're stressed or whatever, get COVID, something wakes it up, it decides to come out. So smart in that it's still alive, but it has to quiesce, it has to lay low. HIV, the reason why I think it's one of the smartest of the viruses, because some of these other ones are kind of stupid, is HIV, I mean, you get it sometimes from fun stuff, like sex. Right, people love having sex. So they know that this virus knows that eventually it's going to get somewhere, because people like having sex. You can also get it through blood. It can be transmitted from baby to fetus. Transfusions. But the virus picks away, not so much by the nose or the eyes, but a way where it will almost increase its probability of getting to where it needs to go. Then, when you get it, you don't necessarily know you have it. So you can't, like, scratch it out like chicken pox. You can't necessarily sneeze it out or cough it out. When it's in your body, it's in your body. And then, what makes HIV one of the smartest of the viruses is of all the cells it wants to attack, not a hepatic cell like or a hepatocyte like hepatitis, not a nasal mucosa like a rhinovirus where you sneeze it out, of all the cells it decides to use and overtake is the one cell that could fight it. The T lymphocyte. So it finds your T cell and takes it over. And then it makes that T cell not only not fight it, but make more HIV. It really is one manipulative son of a gun. I mean, it is a smart flipping virus. Now, in the 80s, what I learned about it, and in the 90s especially, I raised my hand in class, two different classes. One was a virology class on viruses in undergrad, and then one was in my medical school class. So two different teachers, two different cities. And I raised my hand and I said, look, this HIV sucker, it's a smart one. They go, yeah, it's a smart one. I go, can it ever mutate to being airborne? And both professors, different times, different schools, before I even finished my sentence, they said yes. So the thinking in the 90s is that this sucker could go airborne. Now, we haven't seen it do that yet, thank God. It really would take a lot of mutations. It would take a lot of steps, and it might never. But the fact that it has that potential means we can never turn our back on HIV. We've done amazing. When I was in medical school, we had to go to a support group for people who had HIV. And many of them were talking about how in 10 years they're going to die. That's not the case now. Now, people have HIV. I have friends with HIV. They're going to live till they're 90. So these medications, there's medications now to keep it at bay. There's medications to prevent it. But with every positive, sometimes there's a little bit of a negative. And so with our progression and with our plan to fight it, and to keep it at bay, sadly, the virus is going to try to find a way around it. So you're going to see a lot of headlines where now there's a variant of HIV. And we're not talking COVID, we're talking about HIV. That is highly virulent and has apparently been lurking in the Netherlands, they say, for decades. But researchers are saying no cause for alarm. Their analysis was published Thursday in the journal Science, and it showed that patients infected with what they call the VB variant had 3.5 to 5.5 times higher levels of virus in their blood than those infected with other variants. They also have a more rapidly fading immune system. But the study also found that after starting treatment, individuals with the VB variant had similar immune system recovery and survival to individuals with other HIV variants, meaning our medication should still work. Therefore, Oxford epidemiologist Chris Wyman said there's no cause for alarm with this new viral variant. Now, they think it wasn't that the variant just showed up. They think this variant's been around since the 80s, even early 90s in Netherlands. But it began to decline in 2010. And the reason why is much of our modern medication, I mean, our advancements in HIV had exploded over that time. And they say they think that's why the widespread HIV treatment in the Netherlands did not contribute to the virus's evolution. They say our findings emphasize the importance of World Health Organization guidance that individuals at risk of acquiring HIV have access to regular testing to allow early diagnosis followed by immediate treatment. So, you know, viruses can evolve. They can evolve, become weaker, or they can evolve and become more virulent. And so while HIV, you know, while we're all, you know, watching COVID, HIV, it's constantly evolving. It hasn't stopped. The VB variant of HIV has over 500 mutations. So they looked at this because 15 of the 17 that had this VB variant were from the Netherlands. They looked at 6,700 HIV-positive Dutch individuals, identified 92 others, and they believe the first time they saw this was back in 1992. So this isn't anything super new, but they did find that with this variant, not only did it seem to be more prevalent in the blood, but the CD4 cell, one of the T cells, the decline occurred twice as fast compared to other variants, which means they could develop AIDS more quickly. So remember, HIV and AIDS are two different things. HIV is a virus. AIDS is the acquired immunodeficiency syndrome that you could get from HIV. It's just like SARS-CoV-2 and a COVID illness. So the fact that the virus passed rapidly to somebody else, accumulate many mutations, means HIV is on a warpath. HIV is going to want to survive. We don't really know much about HIV and COVID being in the same room. We haven't really seen that go down. You know how in a movie they'll always put, you know, like what you're now seeing with Marvel movies? Anybody who was an enemy, they're going to put them all in one movie. We might see that eventually with COVID and HIV. And I haven't seen a lot of studies yet on what did HIV do in people throughout this pandemic. Because if a lot of people did not get their HIV meds, what happened? Did COVID keep it at bay? Or did HIV worsen in some people? But, you know, hopefully people got what they needed. So, just to recap, this new HIV variant is not supposed to be any cause for alarm, but it reminds us to not turn your back. Do not turn your back on any of these viruses. Just because the whole world stopped because of COVID and, you know, nobody's covering the Johns Hopkins story in the news when the Johns Hopkins study said the lockdowns didn't help, possibly made things worse. You need to keep in mind that there's other pathogens out there and they're doing exactly what COVID wants to do. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you
you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
This morning's report caps off my first year as president. And over that period, our economy created 6.6 million jobs.
President Biden praising the economic recovery in the United States. This after the latest monthly jobs report shows the economy added a better than expected 467,000 jobs in January, unemployment ticking up a bit to 4%. A Uyghur cross-country skier was one of the final torchbearers in the Winter Olympics opening ceremony. China has received heavy criticism for its treatment of Uyghurs, a Muslim ethnic minority. The skier placing a flame at a giant snowflake in the center of the ceremony. No U.S. government officials are attending the Winter Olympics in China. You're listening to USA Radio News. The House is expected to vote on a bill which would allow the United States to better compete with China on the global stage when it comes to producing semiconductor computer chips. The all-important chips are found in nearly every piece of technology we use, from coffee makers to automobiles, and the global shortage caused by the COVID-19 pandemic spotlighted the fragile nature of the supply chain and the need to drastically increase domestic production. Speaker Nancy Pelosi believes the America Competes Act will help the American economy.
We have a $45 billion support the manufacture and acquisition of critical goods that are essential for our national economy, our national security, and that includes components and products for public health and biological preparedness.
Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio says he's boycotting the Winter Olympics getting underway in China. USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So let's get to some headlines. The Democrats have just passed in the House a bill for the U.S. to better compete with China economically on the global stage, voted 222-210 to improve, which I think we've been letting China exceed us on so many levels, but our dependency on China has really started to kind of come into the spotlight, especially throughout COVID, especially when it comes to computer chip production, where I guess most of the computer chips are made in China. And so it's a 3,000-page bill, and not to mention tons of amendments. And basically, it's massive investments designed to boost semiconductor manufacturing in the U.S. $52 billion in grants and subsidies to help the semiconductor industry, $45 billion to strengthen supply chains for high-tech products. Now, there were other things also stuck in there. So GOP representatives were concerned. Representative Adam Kinzinger for Illinois, he actually voted on the measure. But others vote, Democrat Representative Stephanie Murphy of Florida vote against it. So the bill includes $8 billion for a fund to help developing countries adjust to climate change, $3 billion for facilities to make the U.S. less reliant on Chinese solar components, $4 billion to help communities with significantly higher unemployment than the national average, $10.5 billion for states to stockpile drugs and medical equipment. So even this is what I don't get what Congress does. I mean, I think a lot of people would agree that we need to be less reliant on China, and we need to probably improve our manufacturing of a lot of things, especially medications and computer chips. So make that a simple one-page bill. Instead, it's 3,000 pages. And there's tons of other spending in it. So they call it a jobs bill. But many people are kind of concerned that there's, again, it's a lot of it's more money. And they call it a slush fund, especially for the UN. And that has already provided at least $100 million to China. So, you know, from the semiconductor aspect of it, that has eroded from 37% to now 12% in terms of America's share of manufacturing. Things are cheaper to do in China. So companies are doing it there. Medicines are being made there. Generic medications. One of the reasons why we had all these recalls when it came with the Valsartan and Losartan, because of that NDMA, NDEA. Again, that started because of a lot of our generics being made in China, and they found that one of the byproducts during the manufacturing process made something that was cancerous. N-diethylamine and some of these other components. So, you know, we're only now trying to be less dependent on China. See, it's not bad when you guys are allies, but when you have all this BS like we saw with COVID, the lack of transparency, the spying, all that other stuff, we're, you know, we put ourselves into this position. Now, the Senate passed this computer chips legislation in June by a vote of 16 to 32. So there is some bipartisanship. It just, if you're going to make a bill that has a whole bunch of other spending, I just don't like how they do that. Because then someone's like, what? You didn't vote for the superconductors? You're like, not all that money's going to the superconductor manufacturing. Meanwhile, what's going on along the border of Ukraine and Russia? Well, as we had discussed, the U.S. is sending 2,000 troops. I think they landed. They arrived in Poland. 2,000 troops are going to be in Poland and Germany, and then 1,000 troops already stationed in Germany is going to move to Romania. And this show of force is to try to deter Vladimir Putin from invading Ukraine, even though none of those troops are supposed to be involved in a Ukrainian conflict. They're there to support Europe and their NATO allies. It's because if they end up getting involved, or if they feel like, okay, Russia's moving in now, we're in trouble. We're kind of, you know, remember when you guys played Risk? We played Risk and we started to build up our troops. We're building up our troops, even though I think we have already 80,000 some troops in Europe already, 36,000 alone in Germany. They say 200 pieces of equipment, including wheeled Stryker combat vehicles from the Army National Guard 1st Battalion, 185th Infantry Regiment, seen unloading. The U.S., like I said, sent troops. There's already 4,000 in Poland, hundreds of soldiers that are supporting a NATO mission 50 miles from Kaliningrad. And military transport aircraft was also seen landing in Poland. So it looked like a nice show of, you know what, you might think Ukraine, you know, is weaker than you, and we talked about kind of the troop difference and their military differences, but America is there in case they do decide to change their mind and keep Putin back. As we spoke about, you know, a lot of the signs are on the wall, writing this on the wall, where like we saw with Germany, when after the Treaty of Versailles, Germany lost a lot of its empire. A lot of countries were built, countries were made, and when Hitler rose to power, he sought to take that back. Soviet Union crumbled in 1991, 15 countries, independent countries, and instead, one of whom Russia, the biggest, but, you know, Ukraine and many others being there, are in areas that Russia wants back. And so signs of an impending war would be military buildup. not honoring treaties that were done, and then saying that you were wronged. And as we spoke about, it looks like there is already, Russia's kind of laying that plan, laying that groundwork that they were wronged, that all the moves America is making is going to have to put them into a defensive position, and then they're going to use that to justify if they have to strike. So many of you have thought, yeah, this isn't, Russia's going to back down. You know, they're trying to, I hope they do. I just am not completely convinced, because if Russia is at all worried about Trump coming back into power and them not being able to expand, they might want to take advantage. I'm not suggesting they do, but they might be thinking, if we have any sort of opportunity, it would be now. So Russia has called the new deployments destructive. So they're already using terms as like, you know, there's no way back. This wasn't like, oh, it was a slap in the face. They're calling it destructive, meaning in terms of diplomacy, it destroyed elements of diplomacy that would have made them change their mind. They've amassed about 130,000 of their own troops around Ukraine. Russian forces carried out war games in Belarus to Ukrainians north, estimated 30,000 troops taking part. So Russian diplomats are still engaged with U.S. One diplomat was saying they have no trust in the UK, and so they don't want to negotiate with them. The UK has already said it was going to be a tragic miscalculation for them to mess with Ukraine. The problem is many countries are stopping short, saying they are going to necessarily declare war on Russia, because Ukraine is not part of NATO. In order for NATO forces to all be all for one, one for all, and jump in, you have to be a part of NATO. If you're not a part of NATO, it's kind of up to each country's individual mind. But if somebody is a part of NATO, you mess with one of us, you mess with all of us. And so in order for the Ukraine to enter NATO, it has to be unanimous by all the countries, because they all have to decide, yeah, I am willing to lose, you know, troops for your country. And not a lot of them might be ready for that. Many of them do not want to go to war with Russia. So Russia doesn't want NATO to expand. Russia does not want them to take on any more additional new countries that were made out of the collapse of the Soviet Union. And if Russia feels threatened or wants to claim they were, they're going to strike. And they've already taken Crimea. So, I mean, they want to move in on Ukraine. This has been in the workings for a while. I hope it doesn't happen. But it's just, you see so many parallels, so many similarities to previous wars. And, you know, what's the recipe for somebody for, you know, a war? Well, somebody who wants power, somebody who feels like they lost something and wants to get it back. Somebody who thinks another entity is going to inhibit them. That's why Japan struck first with Pearl Harbor. They wanted to make sure they had an unobstructed control of the Pacific. And so I just hope it doesn't happen. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I got to tell you, man, this year is no less dramatic than last year. There's just going to be drama after drama. And I think solutions might be a little simpler than people are making them out to be. But one thing drawing a whole, globally people are watching what's happening, is we have a swimmer at University of Penn, or UPenn swimmer, University of Pennsylvania, Leah Thomas. Leah Thomas is a transgender woman. She's 22 years old. And she has dominated this year, swimming, for the women's University of Pennsylvania team. And so there's been a lot of controversy on if we've been so progressive about having women have their own sports teams and women being able to do sports. And now in the Olympics, a basketball team, you know, there's women's team, men's team. Is that not congruent or in line, shall we say, or compatible with the other progressive moves we've made to not be gender identifying? And so if we're getting away from women's bathroom and men's bathrooms, and we're getting away from people needing to have woman or man, male or female, on their birth certificate or driver's license, then are we not going to have women's sports and men's sports? So there, you know, with as much as we try to be progressive, sometimes you actually become regressive when you're trying to make everybody happy. So now we have a transgender athlete who, and I don't know if anybody's, you know, sat down with her. And, you know, what's going on? What, you know, how is she feeling? I mean, because now, sadly, you know, this is somebody who wanted to become female, wanted to excel in a sport, and there's all this drama surrounding it. And there's talk of, well, we need to restrict testosterone. They need to cut their medicines. And honestly, hold on. Oh, got it. Sorry, I had to sneeze. Honestly, we might be actually hurting people by forcing them to alter their medication regimens in order to make something work. So what has happened now most recently is South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem signed a bill on Thursday that will ban transgender women from playing in sports leagues that match their gender identity. Noem is the first governor to sign such a ban this year, making South Dakota the 10th state to enact such a law. Now, lawmakers are saying, or people are saying that because Leah Thomas had smashed records, there's an unfair advantage. It's proof that trans athletes possess an unfair advantage over their competition. Apparently, she shattered two national women's records at the Zippy International in Akron, Ohio, in December, in the 1650-yard freestyle. Anna Cullen Dodzi, a UPenn teammate, finished second, 38 seconds behind her. And so federal judges halted enforcement of similar laws in Idaho and West Virginia, while the Justice Department challenged bans in other states as violations of law. Now, Kristi Noem touted the ban, saying, "We will ensure that we have fairness and a level playing field for our female athletes here in the state of South Dakota at the K-12 level and the university level." Opponents, of course, have said that this is bullying and it sends a message that transgender people are not welcome in the state. Now, as a doctor, I get concerned because of these recommendations to suppress testosterone. Apparently, USA swim team said low testosterone levels need to be recorded for 36 months. So what if somebody, let's say, wants to transition, but they don't want to be taking these medications? You know, and there's risks. So you wonder, is the easiest thing to just do is let Leah swim on the men's team with her hormones however she wants them to be? And I'm wondering if maybe that's the only way to kind of move forward with this, because the decades that progressives have put into getting, you know, women to be able to be recognized in sports and have their own teams is now in conflict with the progressiveness of having people not need to, you know, not need to choose a sex, live that sex, and then have to, I guess, not be able to, you know, I guess have to be somebody they don't want to be. But if there is a biological difference, and I apologize, this phone is going off, Siri, and I mean, there is. I mean, women and men differ. There's bone structure, muscle mass, sexual organs. I mean, you can't, that's not being unprogressive. That's not being politically correct. Male and men and women, or XYXX, chromosome at birth, have major differences, and there have been advantages that, you know, we women have very painfully seen. You know, I mean, you know, men will run fast, the boys will run faster than the girls. I might have been able to kick some boys' butts, but on the whole, when you have the top athletes in each category, men seem to have faster times, stronger times than women. And so that's why men and women have had separate teams, and that's why they've had separate competitions. But maybe what we have to do is, rather than trying to make a transgender go from being, you know, 6 foot 250 pounds to try to be 5 foot two and 120, maybe that's what we need to do. Maybe we need to allow, you know, people who are transgender to still compete in, you know, and I know people say, no, because you can't have Leah compete with men, you know, because that'll, you know, put her in a bad spot. But already she's in a bad spot now because you have her teammates. They want to support her, but they don't want the women's team completely shattered and now useless, because what are women doing? They're being sidelined. A biological male, according to Mount Sinai Hospital, will have 10 to 35 nanomoles of testosterone per liter blood. Biological female, 0.5 to 2.5. The NCAA said they are going to adhere to USA Swimming guidelines. And, I mean, we're talking about a person's health. We're talking about a person's hormones. Should Leah just then compete on the men's team and not have to alter the hormones just to fit what the judges will allow? The hormones aren't, I mean, you aren't going to reverse 22 years of bone growth. You're not going to reverse 22 years of muscle just by altering the testosterone. And you can make them ill. So, I think we're doing this, you know, wrong. And like I said, you know, I'm not really sure where progressives are on this, because they have been fighting women being sidelined for decades and allowing women to be able to have their sport, be able to, you know, be able to compete, be able to have the same opportunities as men. But when you do have someone who can, you know, totally crush them and they're transgender, you now have women, again, back sidelined, and bringing attention to the fact that women may not be as competitive as men. So I'm not sure where we go from here. I'm just wondering if it's even fair to make somebody alter their hormones and suppress, you know, just to try to put them on the same playing field level. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
In the United States, heart failure impacts more than 6 million adults, leading to about 1 million hospitalizations each year. Heart failure is a long-lasting condition in which the heart is unable to pump enough blood to meet the body's needs for blood and oxygen. But there are things people can do in consultation with their healthcare provider to help manage their disease. This is true for Ray, who is currently living with heart failure.
I find that communications with my doctors is key. This includes notifying them of any changes in heart failure symptoms and listening to their advice.
To help support people living with heart failure by providing educational resources, Merck, in collaboration with Mended Hearts, has introduced At the Heart of the Matter, Moving Forward After Your Heart Failure Hospitalization.
While it can be discouraging at first to hear that you have heart failure, you eventually find out you aren't alone in this journey.
Learn more, know more. Visit attheheartofthematter.com for more information. This segment is brought to you by Merck.